presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Marginal Revolution.
March 19, 1038 America, New York, Saturday. Assorted links. 1. Why aren't there more dogs in the doctor's office? 2. Design theorist Christopher Alexander has passed away. 3. Forthcoming Bology book on how to start a new country.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 19, 10 o'clock America, New York, Carson Block's latest short target as a Columbia law professor. The investor is trying to discredit a legal expert whose research is helping guide a federal investigation of short sellers.
Daily FX Market News.
March 19, 9 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar outlook, dancing to the Fed's new soundtrack. The era of cheap money in the U.S. is over after the Fed kickstarted its widely anticipated monetary tightening program by raising interest rates by 25 bits per second this week. And there's a lot more to come.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 19, 9 o'clock America, New York, Howard Schultz seeks new start with Starbucks baristas. The longtime Starbucks leader, returning amid a unionization push, needs to please shareholders while also trying to win over employees.
New York Times Business. March 19, 8 o'clock America, New York. How to fight inflation with lessons from history. Going back, way back, in American history for ideas about what to do about rising prices.
Global Economy.
March 19, 6 o'clock America, New York. Bill Gross warns Fed rate rises will crack the U.S. economy. Former PIMCO, Bond King, predicts central bank will be unable to go above 2.5% to 3%.
Global Economy.
March 19, 6 o'clock America, New York. Oil supply shortage fears add to price volatility. Shortfall from Russia is being weighed against potential easing of restrictions on Iran and Venezuela.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 19, 5:30 America, New York. Green startups, flush with cash, face pressure to make climate advances. Investors poured $90 billion last year into companies that aim to accelerate a transition away from fossil fuels.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 19, 5:30 America, New York. How Chinese shares went haywire, the market is completely unstable. Chinese stocks crashed in recent days, only to rebound with unprecedented force. To some investors, the recovery was nearly as worrying as the sell-off.
New York Times Business.
March 19, 5 o'clock America, New York. Can travel be a force for peace? This tour leader thinks so. We tend to think of travel in terms of distance, but I think travel is really a lifestyle, a state of mind, says Aziz Abu Sera of Mejdi Tours, which explores both sides of long-standing conflicts in places like Belfast and Jerusalem.
Global Economy.
March 19, 1 o'clock America, New York. Foreign investors dump Chinese stocks at record pace. Perfect storm for countries' equities as surging virus cases add to geopolitical concerns.
Marginal Revolution.
March 19, 039 America, New York. Notes from Tavira, Portugal. The so-called Lisbon earthquake of 1755 in fact occurred near Tavira, which explains why so much of the city was rebuilt in a relatively consistent Portuguese Baroque style.
Armstrong Economics.
March 19, 007 America, New York. Planet Lockdown interview, full interview. Watch Martin Armstrong's full interview with Planet Lockdown. The post-Planet Lockdown interview, full interview, first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Armstrong Economics.
March 19, 002 America, New York. Let them eat pie. If only they had used a shepherd's pie. The post Let Them Eat Pie first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 19, 00 America, New York. Alexa for animals. AI is teaching us how creatures communicate. New kinds of artificial intelligence are enabling scientists to better understand the sounds of the animal world, from whale songs to mouse squeaks. New York Times Business.
March 18, 2132 America, New York, Citigroup abortion policy prompts Texas lawmaker to threaten action. A state representative threatened to introduce legislation that would bar local governments from doing business with companies that had such policies.
Finance and Economics. March 18, 2000 America, New York, governments are proposing windfall taxes on energy firms. The taxes are tempting on paper, but tricky in practice.
Finance and economics.
March 18, 2000 America, New York, the disturbing new relevance of theories of nuclear deterrence. Lessons from the work of Thomas Schelling.
Daily FX Market News.
March 18, 2000 America, New York, Australian dollar boosted by strong jobs report, China pledge to support economy. The Australian dollar rebounded sharply last week after Chinese authorities pledged to support the economy boosted market sentiment. A robust Australian jobs report also lifted the commodity currency.
Finance and economics.
March 18, 2000 America, New York, a nickel trading fiasco raises three big questions. London's freewheeling metals exchange is under scrutiny.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 18, 1916 America, New York, Amazon wins dismissal of D.C. antitrust suit over pricing. The Attorney General's office said it is considering an appeal, after alleging that the e-commerce giant harmed consumers by blocking sellers on its marketplace from offering better deals elsewhere. BBC News. Business.
March 18, 1842 America, New York, cost of living, calls for targeted help to cut energy bills. Millions of people may have to spend less on food and clothing to afford higher bills, an energy boss says.
BBC News Business.
March 18, 1842 America, New York, cost of living, calls for targeted help to cut energy bills. Millions of people may have to spend less on food and clothing to afford higher bills, an energy boss says.
BBC News Business.
March 18, 1840 America, New York, P&O Ferries job cuts a PR disaster, say experts. Communications experts say P&O Ferries move to sack 800 staff was how not to handle a difficult situation.
BBC News. Business. March 18, 1840 America, New York, P&O Ferries job cuts a PR disaster, say experts. Communications experts say P&O Ferries move to sack 800 staff was how not to handle a difficult situation. BBC News. Business.
March 18, 1814 America, New York, I sent my brother flak jackets, helmets and boots. The East London chef sending protective equipment to Ukraine soldiers.